Well, greetings, hi, and hello to one and you all. I like when my wife says, good day. What do you say?
Good morning,
yeah, she sounds like a little Robin Williams. Good morning. I expect to hear Vietnam. For those of you who are old enough to know what I'm talking about. So anyway, it's wonderful to almost see you all out there. Great to have you. Thank you for joining us. And today is a very special and awesome day in the history of ABC. And I want to lead us into that. To tell you what's happening, I should mention that, as you all know, recently many people have prophesied that we're in another stage of blasting off, that God was doing a new thing. Several of you have prophesied it, and we've seen it coming to pass. And I think this is the final zoom from the stage to go upwards. I want to take you back to 1996 and the beginning of 1997, when God called me to take a message to His people. He said, I want you to teach my people how to be alive and remain when Jesus returns. How to cross the river of death. Not to die, but to be alive and remain when Jesus returns. I said, okay, Lord, I'm in for the long haul. I will stay, and I'll do that. I had no idea. I mean, I heard the words, but I had no idea what to do or what exactly he meant. But over the subsequent 25 years, God has taught my wife and I how to do that. We have accomplished, with all your help, staff, and all of you who are partners in ABC and participants in everything we do, we have put together 8.5 years of formal schooling from the Bible. Not classes like comparative religion or apologetics or the Bible as literature. No, just simply, here's how God wants us to live. This is what God wants us to do. And here's how you do it. And step by step, without my realizing it, from the very first school, I remembered when we had healing school and it was so successful and we were starting the Bible college. And somebody said, why are you starting a Bible school, Bible college, when you got healing school, which is so powerful? And I said, well, God said do it, and we're going to have a Bible school, which would be the fundamental stepping stone into the ABC world. Then we have the healing school. Went on until we have 8.5 years of school. We have more schooling on the Bible than any, in my opinion, than any Bible school, Bible college, Christian university, or seminary in the country. That is my opinion. And we've had that. And we at ABC have sat at the table of the wonderful food of God and have eaten and participated. And God spoke to me and He said, son, when I said, teach my people how to be alive and remain, I did not mean ABCers only. Our job is to take it to the world. They need to understand what the book of Revelation is all about. They need to understand what salvation is all about. They do not comprehend it. The great majority of Christians do not believe in a rapture. And of the ones who believe in a rapture, they're almost all the men and women we've admired, looked up to, learned from, they all believe in pre-tribulation rapture. We have built these websites to show from the scriptures what the truth is. The truth is, being born again is one step in the path of salvation. If you look at all the scriptures in salvation, with one exception, and then there's Ephesians 2:8, you're saved by grace through faith. And to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord. Except for that scripture and one other one, salvation is always in the future. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. All shall be, shall be, shall be, shall be. Because being born again is not salvation. It's a first step into salvation. And we are putting all this on a website, as you all know, called Salvation Made Plain, which starts with getting born again all the way up to the rapture and beyond. Currently, we are at 36 videos. Initially, I thought we'd do it in 20. We are 36. I hope we can make 50. Now, all this knowledge that we have has to go to the world. And my wife and I have tried to do that over the last few years. And we just literally don't have enough hours in the day. Because of a lack of sleep, because of too much work, I managed to lose 25 pounds over the last 2 years. I didn't have 25 pounds to lose. And so God is doing a new thing. So, in order for me to focus on getting the world out, I wanted to separate, God wanted to separate the church from the apostolic ministry, from the apostolic ministry of getting the word out. The church has been instrumental in building the word. Now we need to get it out. So, as a result, we decided, Sarah and I have decided to appoint Pastor James Mays as a senior pastor of this church. This means that Pastor James and Pastor Karen will be responsible for everything to do with the church. The operation of the church on a daily basis, the planning for the church, scheduling, the teaching, everything to do with the church, evangelism, growing the church,
prayer counseling,
mentoring, all comes under these two. So Pastor Sarah and I can focus on getting the gospel out. Want to say something?
Joshua and I are obviously the founders of ABC, and we have been the overseers of it for all these years, and we'll continue to oversee ABC as a church in ministry. Basically, the way I look at it is that we are refocusing our attention. We're expanding out to do some things that need to be done. In order to get the word out, we want to have more websites. We have many websites in mind, but they have to be built, developed, and filled with the teachings that we've had all these years, going and finding the right ones, pulling them out, putting them on those websites. Then we want to have streaming on TV and radio, and we're talking about even social media, where Pastor Joshua gives some little nugget to people on that website. Well, I guess that's not a website exactly, but each day there'll be something special, kind of like a morning opportunity to get in the Word. And we have to research these things. Where do we go? What do we do? What's the best way to go? What does the Lord want us to do? And all of this takes time. And so we're able now to refocus our time. And, oh, by the way, we don't want to forget books. There are many books to be written, mostly not the big ones, mostly those little pocket-sized books that fit in a man's pocket in his jacket or in a woman's purse. So there are many of these that need to be written and that we need to get out there as well. So we're looking at all kinds of media, and this will be our focus. So one person put it this way, that basically we are, delegating. We are delegating some of our responsibilities that we've had all these years so that we can refocus our attention on this. Now, we will continue to oversee, and we will continue to be responsible for all the financial aspects of the church, receiving the tithes and offerings. and paying the bills, because all these websites cost money, and everything to do with the getting the word out is going to cost money. But you know what? That's no big deal for our God, right? Because he's very, very wealthy, and in him we are able to do all that he has called us to do. And we are so grateful for each and every one of you in your partnership with this venture. And I see Abba Daddy one day with each one of us showing us all these people that have come to these websites or this social media or anything that we put out there, that their lives have been changed, that maybe they've been born again, maybe they end up in heaven because of us, maybe they're able to learn what they need to do to be alive and remain for the rapture. There's so much that they can learn, so much they can grow on. And as we all are partners together in getting this word out, I believe that it's going to be something very special one day to see how many people we have influenced around the entire world. And that just warms my heart and excites me. And I trust it does with you too, because ABC's focus is still the same. It's still the wonderful meat of God's word, and it's still getting it out, and each one of us are still a part of it. But now we're sharing. We're not going to be selfish and keep it all to ourselves. We want to share. We don't want to be the Dead Sea. We want to be Lake Galilee. We want to get it out. We want to be the river that flows out with the living word of God. And thank you for being a part of that. We could not do it ourselves, by ourselves. God has called us all together to do this together. So praise God and thank you. We love each one of you, and we thank you for your support through every which way that you support us. And we thank you that it's just getting better from here. As Joshua said, with the launching of the next rocket, it's boosting us up higher and greater and faster around the world. And oh my goodness, how awesome this is. God chose us for such a time as this. And so here we are, folks. One by one, step by step, implementing what God has called us to do, fulfilling his plan for our lives. How awesome is that? Praise God, praise God, and praise God. I'm almost without words right now, just loving each one of you and loving our God and thanking him for choosing us and for this opportunity to get this word out, this rich, rich word that he has given us. Amen, everybody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Sarah. And there's a lot to be done, a lot for us to do together. The church name, ABC, comes from Hebrews 10:25. Do not forsake the assembling of the body of Christ, even as the day of the Lord approaches, which, as we know, is approaching. And we're assembling, and God has chosen to have us assemble virtually. Once a month we get together on that Zoom meeting personally. But the assembly is about the Word of God and about the mission that God has given us. Now, one of the things Sarah and I will be responsible for is bringing in the finances to launch the infrastructure for what we are in the process of doing. One of the things that Pastor James and Karen will be responsible for is growing the church. Over the last 5 years or so, almost every person brought into this church has been brought in by the Mies or by Sarah and I. And we don't have time to do that anymore. So that's a responsibility that the Mies are going to have to continue. To grow the church, we need to grow the church. Every living organization, which a church is, should continue to grow. the other prospects is it shrinks. Shrinking is not good for a number of reasons. Now, what does this all mean to you personally? Well, we will continue, Sarah and I, to be on a rotation of speakers. On Sundays, there'll be a rotation of six speakers. And so Sarah and I will speak at least once every 6 weeks each. For special messages, everybody's agreed that I can replace them if I need to do so. Mm-hmm. We'll continue at Friday nights with the Salvation Made Plain website and whatever else we need to build for these websites. So for the foreseeable future, I'll be speaking on Friday nights. Now, for you, it means I have more time to spend praying for each and every one of you. It means that I have time to do something I've been wanting to do, which is to call you all more frequently and just chat with you, to see you. So I'm hopeful that with the new charter, I'll be able to talk to all of you more frequently. But for most things to do with the church, the right two people to speak to would be the Mays, Pastor Karen and Pastor James. Now, why did I choose Pastor James? Well, I personally believe that he's a pastor's heart. Of everybody in staff, I think he has by far the best pastor's heart, including myself. And what's the pastor's heart? It's a shepherd's heart. And what's the shepherd's heart? It's a caring heart. It's a heart that comes from a person who likes people, who enjoys people, who wants to interact with people, who wants to help them, whose life is a lifestyle of helping people, to whom no request for help is either too small, too menial, too demeaning, too untimely. It's a person who doesn't say bad things about people. It's a person who realizes that to be the leader, you have to be the servant. A pastor is really a shepherd. A shepherd is a servant to the flock. So a pastor has a servant's heart. And I think he is a perfect choice for this. Frankly, in the last few months, we have been using him as an interim pastor so you can see if he likes it and wants it, and so we can see how he did. I've told my wife and a couple of others that he has performed, he and Pastor Karen have performed better over the last few months for the church than Sarah and I would have done. More thoughtful, more considerate, more thinking of things to do. They've done a wonderful job so far, and they'll do even more for the future. I think the future for you personally will be better because they're in charge. And because they're in charge, I'll have more time to pray for you and hopefully more time to spend chatting with you on the phone. But I'll not be doing mentoring and counseling. I've closed down all my mentoring and all my counseling. I have almost zero, because I have one I've been trying to start up and it hasn't really started. It's sputtered and it's still sputtering. But all the ongoing ones have all been closed down. I am not currently mentoring anybody. And I do not intend to mentor anybody in any long-term relationship. The history of ABC has been a history of giving up things. Mm-hmm. All of you who've been here for a while have been saddened by me or cried when we've given up things. The Bible school, the miracle service, the statutory schools, the other ABC locations. We've given up everything. And every time we give up, we have given up not knowing why we were giving it up, just that God said, do it. We gave up the miracle service. That was truly, truly hard. The miracle service in the hotel. We gave up the miracle service in the home, which was terrible. People cried. We gave up the miracle service in the hotel right after. Just give me a second while I pray. I want to share this. I remember in the miracle service, which was The Lord told me, if we had continued with the miracle service, we would have started taking it overseas, which we had already been talking about. And we had countries waiting for us to come. He said, you become well-known, an international miracle service, but the world does not need another healing ministry. What it needs is what we have. And I remember when Dennis Tenorino came to the service, and Joe Contaldi, and Joe said, Pastor, there's only one thing wrong with this miracle service. And I said, Joe, tell me what it is so I can fix it. And Joe said, the service has been over for 10 minutes. And my knees are still shaking from the anointing. My knees are still shaking from the anointing. And Dennis said, I've spoken to churches, large churches, all over the world, anointed churches. And he says, I've never seen a place where the anointing compared to this was even so close that they can see you way out front. And after all that encouragement, a couple came and said, we love this service so much. This is the best service we have ever been to. We're going to pay for all the expenses of the service from now on. Every expense for the service, we're going to pay for it. We're going to fly people in from the East Coast and from Canada for this service every month. And I said, oh, wonderful. But early in the week, God told us to close it down. And so we're closing down a big chapter in our lives. This church has been our baby for 25 years. And we're giving birth. And not only are we giving birth, but we are giving our baby away in marriage to the maze. But we're doing it because we believe it's the best thing for you all out there. It's the best thing for the maze. It's the best thing for the church. And it's the best thing for the body of Christ. So please support us with your prayers, with your love, and continue to be ABCers. We're going to bring up the maze in a moment so they can say a few words, and then we're going to pray over them as we install them as pastors over the church. Well, introducing to you, Senior Pastor James Mays and his wife, the wonderful preacher, pastor, evangelist, Pastor Karen. Pastor James, would you like to say a few words?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for this honor. I really appreciate it. Very touched and humble when you called me and said you were considering me for the position. We prayed about it, and the Lord led us to say yes, and we're grateful to be here. And of course, our desire is simply to glorify the Lord. Everything we do is to glorify Him. I'm touched that you consider me the right heart for this, and I will do my best to serve well with honor to everything you've called me to do. And I thank you very much.
Well, I pray that God helps us to fill the big shoes that we have to live up to for both of you and for me to be a great First Lady like Pastor Sarah. Thank you for this honor and this privilege. We don't take it lightly. a pastor's job, senior pastor's job, is one of the hardest in the world. We really had to deliberate what God's calling is for us. And I've always known since I was young that I would be a pastor and marry a senior pastor. But when God called me to marry an Italian businessman, the Lord told me that he was the right man. And I'd been praying for years for God to be my matchmaker. And so the Lord told me to marry him. And so I just said, okay, Lord, I just gave up all my aspirations to follow after God and be obedient. And apparently, I guess I was right. It's nice for the confirmation. It was a nice surprise. And it's been an honor that Jesus has been coming to our home and appearing to my husband. And I've seen Jesus in many visions. And yesterday, when Jesus came to our home again, I really felt that he was saying that as he imparted a special anointing to Pastor James, that he's taken him from glory to glory and to this next level. And it's not in our own skill. It's God's chosen Pastor James because of his heart, like Pastor Joshua said, and Pastora Sarah, and like King David, a heart after God. And we appreciate your prayers to be able to meet the needs of all the people at ABC and to grow the church so that we could reach out to many more people and let them come in to see what God is doing in ABC and get them ready for the end times as well, and making more disciples and overcomers and those that want to live and not die, and training and teaching and nurturing and being the shepherds to the flock, me being the pastor's helpmate, and him having the vision to let the Holy Spirit reign. Let Jesus be the Lord of this church, and we are just the stewards of it. And so we appreciate your prayers, and we love you, and we're excited about what God's going to be doing. And so we want people that are fearless and full of faith and mountain movers. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to help all of us start reaching out to more people and expand ABC and going from glory to glory, in Jesus' name. Oh, one more thing. You may not realize something, but because God has promoted us to the next level, and Pastor James is the senior pastor, and I'm going to be assisting him with that, it means that Pastor Joshua and Pastora Sarah have been promoted as well to the office of apostle. And they are now walking into that fullness. And that means pioneering worldwide ministry greater than they ever have. And I believe that God's called them as a couple, that, you know, Apostle Joshua is going to be used by the Lord to affect nations, not just this nation, but many more nations with dominion and power and miracle signs and wonders, and Pastor Sarah assisting him to do the same in the same call. So I appreciate your prayers for them as well, because we are already launched and have taken off as a rocket, and now we're boosting up into even higher realms in the spirit realm, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor Karen. Thank you, Pastor James. You notice that Pastor James started off on the right footing for a new pastor. He kept it really short. I just wanted to comment that in 1996, when God called me to teach his church, he was calling me to pass on new revelation knowledge to the church. An apostle is one who is called to either open up new areas of the world geographically to the gospel and found churches, or to open up to the church new areas of the gospel via revelation knowledge. So I've been walking in this apostolic calling for 25 years, and it's been over 10 years since people overseas have known me and called me an apostle because they recognized it. In this country, I've tended not to use the title because titles to me are not very important except when you're ministering. And so in ministering, and this is a ministry situation, I'm using the title officially. God called me to teach the church. God is calling us as a body into an apostolic ministry of teaching the body of Christ, for they need the teaching. We are combined to do what God wants us to do. Amen? Amen. And now, having said all these nice words about Pastor James, let's put him to work. So he's going to give the sermon today. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, my wife. That's why she's my helper. The main reason we came here was the anointing. Absolutely right. Okay, very good. Would you all in faith to stretch out your hands towards him and pray for him, whatever the Lord gives you, or just in time, as we pray for Pastor James first and then Pastor Aaron. Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, we're installing into this church, installing into your ministry, Pastors James and Karen, the senior pastors over this church. We thank you, Father, as I anoint them, that you stir up a gift in them, for you gave them the office of a pastor. And the anointing for that office lies in them. We are simply anointing them so that you stir up, raise up the gift of pastoring in them. So when they pray for people, they'll pray as the pastor. And the pastor's anointing will go out to reach and change the people's hearts and bodies. That when they counsel, they'll give pastoral counsel with the wisdom of God. Father, in Jesus' name, according to your word, I anoint Pastor Jim. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I let the anointing of God in me and in Pastor Sarah, rivers of living water, rivers of warm oil of peace and power and might and wisdom and understanding into Pastor James even right now. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for the anointing flowing into Pastor James even right now. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that we raise up this couple to the office to which you've called them. Thank you, Lord. The glory of God flowing into Pastor James. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, according to your word, we anoint Pastor Rick Heron. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we anoint you with the Spirit of God resting up in you. The Spirit and the anointing of the office of pastor. The anointing just flooding you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. The glory of God in you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you stir up the gifts on her as she walk in the office of a prophet, even as she is walking in the office of the pastor. We thank you that both Pastor James and Pastor Karen would function in the office of evangelists to minister to people and to grow this church. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call them installed in this church as senior pastor and first lady. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. I agree in Jesus' name.
Okay, now we can put him to work. Pastor James and Pastor Matthew are two great men of God to whom I'm greatly indebted to both of them. Pastor Matthew, and often I call them by each other's name. So Pastor Matthew will be working with me in the very important job of getting the gospel out. So we need your anointing up in here, Penny. You all know Penny. You know her heart. She has a heart for God, a heart for the gospel. And they're going to be a mighty couple working with us to take this feast of the Word of God and spread it around the world. Amen.